What kinds of services exactly are you going to be offering that you haven't before at the Providence Clinic? You know, could I come to Planned Parenthood in Providence and just see my primary care doctor for an annual physical, for example?
Well, we're very pleased to be providing new healthcare services at our Providence Health Center. We are now diagnosing and treating common illnesses such as colds, the flu, ear infections, sinus infections, strep throat, the kind of things that our patients sometimes present with when they come in for their other healthcare that we've been providing for many, many years.
And you're offering those services not only for women, but men too, and kids?
Yes, absolutely. Well, for teenagers and for women and men, you know, we have been serving women, men, and teens for many, many years.
Right. Are you responding to a local need for more primary care, or is this part of a larger strategy for Planned Parenthood?
You know, we found that many of our patients, when they're in for their regular checkups, they sometimes present with other common illnesses, and so they've been asking for this. This is an era when people really want convenience, and they want all their needs taken care of in one place. So that is one particular request that we're responding to. Also, as a result of the new health care law that some call Obamacare, mm-hmm. we anticipate more people are going to be insured, and they're going to be more likely to be seeking health care, including things like common illnesses. And so we're anticipating an increase in need for our services, and we want to be sure that we're ready for our patients to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. Primary care, you know, and walk-in clinics, retail clinics, this is becoming kind of a crowded landscape in Rhode Island. We've got, you know, pharmacies now offering walk-in retail clinics. Now the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Providence is going to offer some of these services. How do you envision yourselves competing with all the entrants in this field?
Certainly what we're seeing is that patients want convenience. And this is, again, what our patients have been asking for. They are seeing us for these other healthcare services that we provided for so many years, you know, their birth control, their annual checkups. So it's particularly helpful for them that we can take care of that need at the same time.
Judy Tabar, back in the mid-1990s, Planned Parenthood nationwide looked like was kind of starting to debate a shift in its strategy, a shift toward primary care, to going from being, you know, predominantly a women's clinic to being more like a full-service clinic. And I read some news stories from that time, and some of the critics of that plan worried that this sort of shift might dilute your mission, you know, take the focus off women and reproductive rights. Judy Tabar, President and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Southern New England, is that a concern here?
Well, for almost a century, Planned Parenthood has been the nation's leading women's health advocate and health provider, and that's not going to change. And in Rhode Island, for over 80 years, we've been providing confidential quality health care services to keep women healthy and prevent unintended pregnancy, and that continues to be our mission. You know, our focus is on preventive health services. More than 90% of what we do is to provide life-saving cancer screenings, birth control, prevention and treatment of sexually transmitted diseases, breast health services, pap tests, sexual health education, information and health counseling. As you can see, a wide range of preventive health services. But as I was saying before, sometimes when our patients come to us, they have other common illnesses, and it's an opportunity to better serve all of their healthcare needs while we keep our focus on prevention.
And Planned Parenthood is, you're known really for, you know, treating people with or without insurance. Your fees are on a sliding scale based on what a patient can afford, right? Now that more Rhode Islanders are going to have some kind of insurance, whether it's private or whether it's Medicaid, what's your sense of how many of those newly insured patients will just stay with Planned Parenthood, or are you worried about losing patients who could afford to go somewhere else?
We do participate in many of the insurance plans already and see Medicaid patients. We also offer our services on a sliding fee scale, and of course, we will always provide care to anyone who comes to us, regardless of their ability to pay. You know, that is not going to change.
Mm-hmm. Judy Tabar, do you see a role beyond primary care and reproductive health evolving for Planned Parenthood of Southern New England? Do you see yourselves stepping into any other kind of healthcare arena?
I think, you know, our focus has been on keeping women healthy and preventing unintended pregnancy for over 82 years in Rhode Island. And I don't think that need is going to change anytime soon. Teen pregnancy is still too high, even though it's the lowest it's been in decades. And we're very proud of our contribution to that success because of our sex education and access to healthcare services. But there are still wide disparities in reproductive health outcomes, and there's a lot of work yet to do.
Right. You mentioned the Affordable Care Act and how it's you're anticipating that that will drive up maybe demand for your services. Has that law, as it evolves, as it rolls out, has that changed anything else about who you serve or what you offer?
I think it's early yet. You know, enrollment just ended the end of March, so we're just watching carefully how people are using health care. But I think all health care providers are expecting that there will be increased demand, more people seeking care, and again, we want to make sure we're there for them.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the Affordable Care Act and insurance coverage for abortions, I just wanted to ask, any issues with that? Anything you are concerned about or watching closely?
Certainly, insurance plans have covered abortion for, you know, decades, and that hasn't changed. And in Rhode Island, Medicaid does not cover abortion. So I think nothing's really changed there.
Judy Tabar is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Southern New England. Thanks so much for joining us.
And thank you, Kristen.